Worship the Creator and Redeemer, January 9. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve. It is those who obey that will be blessed of God. He says that He will bless your children and your lands and all that you lay your hand unto. Do you think that Satan is going to allow this without making a struggle for the mastery? The enemy is working just as sharply and decidedly now as he worked upon the minds of Adam and Eve in Eden. The people are gathering under his banner, and he is encircling them with his power. But everyone who sees that the law of God is changeless in its character will decide on the side of Christ. If God could have changed one precept of his law to meet the fallen human race, then said Jesus Christ need never have come to our earth to die. Did Christ die to let loose the whole of humanity to worship idols instead of God, when the commandment said, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve"? And the Lord made heaven and earth, and what then? And rested the seventh day and sanctified it, and gave it to you to observe as God's memorial, a memorial that He is the living God who created the heavens overhead and the earth upon which we stand. He made the lofty trees and put the covering upon every flower. He gave to each one its tints, and the Lord of heaven made human beings and gave them the Sabbath. What for? For all the posterity of Adam, it was a gift to all his posterity. If they had always obeyed the fourth commandment, there never would have been an infidel in the world, because it testified that the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is. His hands are over his created works. Can you wonder that the devil wants to make void the law of God, the standard of his character? It will be the standard in the judgment when the books shall be opened and every person judged according to the deeds that are done. And the names are written, what does he say? Engraven upon the palms of my hands. The marks of the crucifixion have engraven them. Humans are his property, and they are God's by creation and by redemption. What do we give to Satan when we concede the point that the law of God needs to be taken away? We give the whole creative universe a defective God, a God that made a law and it was so defective that he had to take it away. That is all Satan wants. Can we afford to be working on any side but that of God?